Joel Corry, it is so lovely to have you back on the hit list. How is it going?
How you doing? Thank you for having me back. And yeah, it's going great. I'm really excited. My new track coming out, which I've been waiting for ages to get this one over the line. So yeah, like I feel like a kid at Christmas right now. Just, yeah, buzzing to get this song out there and for everyone to hear it.
Do you know what? I'm not going to lie. I was kind of waiting, thinking like, surely Joel Corry has got to drop another summer banger. Like, it's got to happen.
That's what I do. You know what? I'm always going to drop the summer banger. So.
Oh my God. So it's called Head and Heart. Yeah. It is such a tune. It's just like feel good vibes. Obviously features MNEK as well, who I love. I love yeah. MNEK. What was he like to work with?
He is the best. We literally shot the music video for Head and Heart last weekend. He's just one of those sort of people that like walk in a room and just light the room up with their positive vibes. Aww. And he's such a big character. And, you know, I'm just so grateful to be able to actually work with someone as talented as him. Like, so yeah, he's amazing.
Had you like met before and stuff and kind of spoken about collaboration, or did you kind of just think like, oh, actually, like he would be so good on this track?
It's interesting how it happened, actually. I've met MNEK before down at the studios that I produce out of. But I had this, I had Head and Heart, like a demo of it months ago. I mean, I've been working this track since last November. And MNEK heard it and he actually reached out to me and was like, yo, that Head and Heart track, I love it. And I was like, wow, well, let's get together and get you on the vocals. And you know, he sent it back to me. And as soon as I heard it, I just went, oh my God. That is the one. For him to be like really passionate about the track as well means a lot to me. And I couldn't be happier with how it's come out.
It must be so weird though. Like, I mean, obviously I don't know what I'm doing because I'm not a producer, but it must be weird when you like send a track away and you're sitting waiting for the vocals to come back and then you hear it and it's like, oh my God, that's insane.
Yeah, it is. It's when you sort of are trying to find that perfect vocal for a song and then you have that sort of magic moment of like, oh my God, like it is just a great feeling. And MNEK, he came through for me. So good on this.
Yeah, so, so good. Are we thinking there is going to be a trip to Ibiza at some point? Are you hoping or what's going on with that?
I'm definitely going. Look, if the clubs aren't open, I'm still going.
You just create your own club on the beach.
Yeah, like, you know, me and my boys will go out there. We'll get a villa probably and just get the decks by the pool and we'll have our own little rave up in Ibiza.
Oh my God, that sounds so good. Why have I not thought of that? I was like, oh, it's just off the cards completely. But actually, that is such a plan.
It's got to be done. It's got to be done. You can't have a summer without Ibiza.
I was stressed about it. I was genuinely stressed. I'm worrying. Also, can we talk about your hair? You shaved it all off, Joel.
Yes, I went for the lockdown trim. It had to be done. You know what? It's really like refreshing though. Like not. do you know how much time I have saved in my life by not having to stand there fiddling about with it and doing it and the wind blowing it and have to redo it. So yeah, it's been very refreshing to have all this extra time on my hands.
Do you know what? I'm not going to lie. I was so heartbroken when I first saw it. I was like, oh my God, because your hair before was just so beautiful. But then also I was like, do you know what? If you'd have let it grow even longer and it got to that awkward like stage off of Hanson or something, I'd have been like, oh, yeah. Just get rid of the hair, get rid of the hair. Who did it for you?
My mate who's like a barber did it for me. I didn't trust myself doing it.
Yeah, I was going to say, doing the back, oh my God, that would have been a nightmare. Can you imagine?
But you know what, as well, I kind of wanted to come with a bit of a fresh look for this record because this record is a bit more of a mature sound than my previous tracks. So I thought, you know what, maybe get a bit of a cooler shape up to match to match the vibe of the track.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I was thinking as well.
I like it. No, I'm used to it now. I prefer it. I feel bad for saying, you know,
All good.
At least I'm honest, you know, at least I'm honest. Also, you did it just in time for the hot weather, which was a really good plan.
I'll grow it back for the winter. Don't worry.
Okay, that's good. Are you one of these people that loves the sun or do you get burnt, hate sun cream, you know, wasps annoy you? Which one are you?
I'm a proper beach boy. Like I want to live in the sun. Like I need the sun. That's why this summer I can't be staying in England the whole summer because like the English weather's a bit dodgy, isn't it?
Also, it was your birthday a few weeks ago, so I wanted to say happy birthday.
Thank you.
Did you have a good day? What did you do?
Do you know what? I had a really good day actually. I did the photo shoot for the campaign for Head and Heart, and it was on my birthday, so it was good vibes all around. To be back, sort of doing a photo shoot, and it was my birthday, and then, yeah. And behind a big cake and all that sort of stuff. So yeah, and I went out and got some food with my mum and my sister. So it was a bit of a chilled birthday. I had a booking in Ibiza that night that obviously has been cancelled, was cancelled. So it was a bit of a different birthday than I thought I was going to be having.
Yeah, just having like food with your mum and sister. Like obviously that's lovely as well, but just in a very different way, I'd say.
Trust me, yeah.
I bet it's so lovely to have spent like more time with your family. Like I know you said you miss touring and stuff, but at the same time, it's probably been really nice to just have a bit of time at home.
Yeah, that's been one massive positive for me is that I actually live next door to my dad.
Oh, that's amazing.
and you know, we see each other in the garden every day and hang out and to like sort of like reconnect with my dad on a good level is definitely been a massive positive for me.
Oh, that's so nice. Have you been able to have like cups of tea over the fence and stuff?
That's it. Yeah, that's it. We've been having a tea and catching up in the garden and, you know, he's loving it. It's nice for him as well. And he cuts my grass because I'm rubbish at doing that sort of thing. So
that's amazing. I was just thinking, like, would I like to have my dad living next door? But now I'm like, yes, because I hate mowing grass. It's such a fan.
He's great. My dad, you know, I'm useless at all that housework and stuff. So he comes up and like puts my pictures up for me and all that stuff.
I was going to say to you about this actually, because above your sofa you've got like a canvas of you.
Oh.
I noticed this in your Instagram story. I was like, oh my god, Joel Corey's got a canvas of him behind his sofa.
So basically, like a few years ago, I got the front cover of Muscle and Fitness magazine. It was like a sort of a bodybuilding fitness magazine, and for my birthday one year my mum got it blown up on this big canvas for me. And I was like, you know what, that's going on the wall. And when people walk in, they're like, holy moly, what is going on here? There's a big topless picture of me. I'm like, yeah, that's me.
That's me in my own house. Oh, God, that cracks me up. I loved it. I'll get one. I'll get your mum to print me one as well.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Joel, it's so lovely chatting to you. Thank you so much for coming on The Hit List. And we're going to play your new banger, of course. Would you like to introduce it on KMFM?
This is Joel Corey, and this is my new single with M&EK, Head and Heart.